Hi, everybody. My name is Shannon Smith. I am 41 years old in the Justin's Place program here in Naples now. Was born in Naples, and I moved to New Hampshire when I was 3 years old. The testimony, I guess, is to basically show how Jesus has given me grace in my life, and that truly is the case through the Justin's Place program. I had a decent childhood. I was athletic. I was a good student. I got into good schools, good school and college. I was kind of an overachiever. I did a lot, basically did everything that I could, and I tried to do it well. The one thing that I did do, though, was I was a bit of a partier, and I had older brothers, and I was on sports teams early. So when I was in high school, I was introduced to alcohol and smoking pot early. And so throughout my life, I always had a substance that I used, and I was relatively successful. Went to Trinity College in Hartford, Connecticut, and played football there, Division III school. And had a decent career in the car business. I was manager of dealerships in the car business, so went through college. Always was a drinker, though. Always used some drugs, smoked pot, used some drugs. Said I would never use any of the harder drugs. Had some success throughout my life, and got married, had children, and there was always something missing. I always felt like I was never happy. I was always restless. I was always feeling like it just wasn't enough. I had money and cars and a house, and I always kept chasing the next thing because, I don't know, I always felt like there was a hole that was never filled. I was always restless, and I was never truly happy with each of the new things that I had gained. So I'd always set a goal to go get, and I would get to that goal, and I was never happy. When I was in my mid-30s, I got divorced. I started to become more restless, and I started to use more drugs. And my wife realized this, and we got divorced, and the drug use got much, much worse. So through that, I started to use worse drugs. And in a very short period of like 3 years, I did a pretty good job of ruining every relationship that I had. So my parents, my brothers, my sisters, all through my drug use, pretty much isolated, and found myself here in Naples in the end of October. And as I was sitting on the beach in October at like 6 in the morning, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, I decided that I would give God a chance. And so I was not a believer at that point. I had been, I grew up going as a Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. And I went to church until I was like 10. And then in my teens, I went to church a little bit, but it was definitely not for the right motives. And I was basically worse than a non-believer. I thought that people who, believed in religion were crazy, and definitely wasn't for me. I was too smart for religion, and so I had pretty much proven that when I did things under my will, it didn't work, and I tried every way I could under my will to do things, and I ended up alone on the beach, basically homeless, with all my family done with me, not knowing what to do with me, and fortunately had a relative who'd been through the Justin's Place program, and he married my sister 3 years ago, my brother-in-law, and he was the first person I told that I was a drug addict, and I called him and I asked him, how can you help me? And he dropped everything that he was doing, and he got me into Justin's Place program, and it was the first time that I'd seen somebody who like truly wanted to help. He wasn't doing it for his own motives, for any kind of gain. He did it because it was the right thing to do. And he didn't really know me that well. And he just, I could just tell that he cared about somebody that he really didn't know, that he just wanted to get help. And as I came to St. Matt's, I saw a lot more people like that, that they just want to help people. They just want people to have a good life, and they're not doing it for their own personal gain. And it, I don't know, it kind of surprised me that those people really existed. And I want to be like those people. And so while I was not a believer, I was open-minded, and I really wanted what they had. And so we went through, we do the first month in Naples, and I started reading the Bible, and I'm a bit of an academic, so I had to read the whole Bible from beginning to end, which I accomplished in about 2 months. And the second month, we go out to La Belle into the middle of nowhere, and we start to learn have a lot better habits with devotions and go to a lot of different churches, get exposed to a lot of things. And it was there that I decided that I was a believer, that I kind of changed 180 degrees, that I would have been crazy. I couldn't understand how my entire life I had pushed this away and ran away from it when this was the answer that I had been searching for. My life was pretty boring, and we didn't do a whole lot. We're stuck in a hotel, and I was the happiest that I'd been in many, many years. So through this program, I have developed a relationship with Christ. I have learned a lot about myself, a lot about what made me tick, a lot of the fears and a lot of the anxieties, and a lot of things that I ran away from. I learned how to face them. I learned how to give things to God and how to give my life to God so that I can work as a servant for God. And I have to say that I'm in a really good place. I have a peace and I have a happiness that I never had with all the money and all the material things that I had in my successes. I was never happy. And now I'm truly in a happy place. It says to use scripture that I find as a good promise from the Bible, and that would be Hebrews 13:8, I believe it is. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it's one of my favorite scriptures because 2,000 years ago, you know, when a woman was needing saving at the well, Jesus stopped and saved her. When I was on the beach in the middle of the night, 8 months ago, and I needed saving, Jesus came and he saved me. And if my children need saving in 20 years from now, Jesus will be there to save them. So, thank you guys for letting me speak.